Brokaja with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. We're talking about the inauguration coming up on Friday of the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and Pat Brady, who said Donald J. Trump was never going to be even the Republican nominee, is sitting here in the studio with us. I'll never let you forget that. And now he's going to be president of the United States, Pat. You used to run the Illinois Republican Party. I thought you knew things. And it turns out that we were all misled and mistaken about that. But here we are. And you're going, right?
I am. Tomorrow morning.
And you are, and there are, like, all the states have their own balls, right?
Yeah, and some of them, the one I'm going to tomorrow night is combined with Wisconsin and some of the other states, but they typically have their own. Like, Indiana has a huge one.
Yes. Well, of course, Indiana's got Pence, too.
Yeah, New York has obviously a big, yeah, they have individual balls. They're fun, but the inauguration itself is...
What happens at those balls, the state balls?
Oh, you know, pretty much...
What happens at all?
Making
balls?
Them uncomfortable, Ro.
I usually hang at the bar and talk to my buddies, and but they're fun, and yeah, Ro's a good dancer. I'm not a great dancer, but they're fun. It's fun to see people, and everybody's in a good mood, and it's kind of a fresh start. So, but the inauguration itself, I think, is a very cool thing to see.
Sure. This year, though, there are so many Illinois Democrats who are staying back or not going to go. And do you think that's the wrong idea, Pat, when you hear so many of them? We've heard even the mayor's not going to be there. Mike Quigley, Luis Gutierrez, Dan Lipinski.
This is the way I look at it. And put the politics aside, or if you don't like Trump or whatever. But how's that going to help Illinois? How if you represent?
I'm going to tell you something about Illinois. Guess what? See this zero? That is what you're going to get from
exactly.
the federal government.
Yeah,
I mean, even Rauner's not going.
Well, wait a minute. We've got Obamacare that's going to be rewritten. That's going to require federal funding. We're going to have hopefully a big infrastructure bill that we would like to get if we have infrastructure problems here. And we got half the delegation poking Trump in the eye. It's probably not a good start.
No.
No, I don't think so.
And my sense is, Pat, that the president-elect takes those kinds of things to heart.
Oh, yes.
I have a feeling.
This is a different era.
Yeah, I have a feeling that he doesn't let that sort of, you know, like, you know, water off a duck's back, you know, those kinds of, I don't think that happens.
Well, Congressman Schakowsky, and she's entitled to a position, put out a Facebook post today that was just brutal. And all I thought to myself was, boy, this doesn't help Illinois. It might be good for you in getting reelected, but that ain't going to help the state.
Yeah.
That's my question. That's why I don't know why they're not
surprised
going.
Surprised that Rauner is not going?
No, he's got his issues here he needs to deal with in the state. I think he's
smart. Oh, God. Oh, he can't get out of play. Did he go to Colorado in the last couple of weeks or somewhere else?
I mean, the reality is I'm sure the governor already knows how to drink, and that's mainly what you do at these things. So I think he's better off staying here.
Isn't there like a Republican governor where – I mean, he's avoided Trump dutifully here because he knows that Trump – is of all the states of the union, Trump is, you know, obviously didn't win Illinois a couple of weeks ago, months ago now. And my guess is probably not going to win in 2020 if he runs again in 2020. My guess is he's out by June. I didn't like this the whole time. I want my plane back.
I was just kidding.
I was kidding, right?
Joke.
Standing up there.
Hey,
no, it's all right. And Melania's like, are you going? Please don't tell me you're coming back to New York. Are you coming back to New York? Please don't tell me.
Is he actually going to be in D.C.?
She'll be there tomorrow, yeah.
She's going to be there.
Or Friday, yeah.
But he's going to be a lot of New York time, though, too, isn't he?
Yeah, they were talking about, and again, this is just like, it just tells you that the rules are only made for the people who write the rules.
Right.
That's
America.
Right. And then everybody else gets to complain about it. They go, well, can you imagine somebody else did it? You go, yeah, whatever. They were talking about a 4-3 thing for him. 4 days in D.C., 3 days in New York.
Very expensive if you're in New York for the New Yorkers, that security, and us, the federal government.
Yeah, yeah.
And it ties up Manhattan.
Now, I don't know that they will go down that road, but maybe Mar-a-Lago wouldn't kill me, right? I mean, that's good. I like that.
Did you see he was tweeted out a picture of himself today writing his inaugural address from his winter White House, as he called it, Mar-a-Lago. Speaking of Mar-a-Lago,
it's going to be an interesting address. I'm interested to see what he has to say, even the tone. I mean, those are usually very, take a lot of time to put them together.
Yeah, because there's got to be some sort of soaring rhetoric somewhere, right? I mean, there's something you want, a quotable moment or series of quotable moments.
They're usually great speeches.
It can be. And the events themselves, I mean, you had, like, you know, Bill Clinton, remember, and Maya Angelou's there. If you were a rock, what sort of rock would you be?
I was there that day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there are some, like, standout moments. And Clinton obviously had that ability. And
JFK.
Right. But and clearly Barack Obama, but you don't have and George W. Bush a little halting in his thing, but it was still, I thought that was a particularly good unifier in 2001 that yep. that he delivered, and then I thought the 2005 speech was good. I don't know what to expect because I don't know if he's going to go off script because he doesn't like being tied down to things. He now learns why everybody uses a prompter. So that criticism, he'll still use the criticism, but he knows better. But that hasn't stopped him on any of this.
Yeah, this is a lot to be unexpected. We just don't know. And I don't think it's going to, he's emboldened now that he won, that he's going to change his tune than he did.
Oh, I don't think primary.
It's going to be, he'll say what he's going to say.
He's going to do what he's going to do. And those people are going to argue with him about it. There is, I want to ask you this, because I think this is kind of fascinating. And I know this may seem, it's not as fun as ball talk, but. On Monday, when they get down to starting the next 4 years, it seems that he has a little bit of a fight on his hands internally on two issues with Paul Ryan. One being the whole repeal of Obamacare, because now all of a sudden the president-elect dropped that whole thing. I'm working on it myself. I'm almost done with it. Right? Barron's typing it for me. And it's like he said he's got his own plan, and they're like, whoa. The people, actually, congressional folks in D.C. were like, "What do you mean he's got his own plan? We were doing it. The Congress is doing it."
I think the only saving grace for this will all be he's not an ideologue. He doesn't come from that, so he wants a deal cut. So I think if Paul Ryan comes up with a good plan, he comes up with a plan, there'll be a deal cut. He doesn't really care about some big, long, conservative political ideology like I do or some other people might. So there might be a deal there for him. But he's smart enough to know politically.
But what happens? But I'm going to ask you this. And the other one is this border tax.
Right.
The question is there going to be an actual border tax where you get an incentive if you build here and you export and then you get dinged if you build somewhere else and you import? You get a tax on that, or is it just going
to
be...
They are so fundamentally messing with our economy on that, though. With too much government, this gets so complicated.
Well,
I hope they back
Congress
off.
Wants a border tax that is... They want a border tax that where you can help or hurt a company based on what it's doing, and Trump says he doesn't want a border tax. It's too complicated.
Right.
Because there's incentives for doing, things that keep jobs in America versus just penalizing. Trump says he just wants to penalize. He because it's simpler, people understand it, and he wants a tariff. Now, the problem with the tariff is the tariff starts a trade war because you put a tariff in, then it's very easy for other governments to do the exact same thing. And all of a sudden, now you can create some isolation. Whereas the taxes can be they can be adjusted to that, but he doesn't want any kind of controls. He wants yes or no. Now, here's my question. Ask you this, Pat Brady. Hold on 1 second. When Donald Trump takes office on Friday and he starts work on Monday, I've got days of balls. I've got so many balls. When he starts to work, will he say to when the Congress sends him up a bill that is essentially not what Democrats want, but what Republicans will want? And it's not what he wants. Will he send it back down? I go, not doing it. Make it mine. Is he going to be able to do that? Well, do you think he'll expend a lot of political capital here? And will he just turn the Twitter machine on against these people and go, you're going to do it my way?
He wants a deal.
You think he wants a deal? I think he wants it his way.
He's a deal maker. No, he wants a deal, which is he's going to get enough to keep him happy. That I do believe he's not tethered to any ideology. He wants a deal. He wants it done. He wants it off his plate, and he wants to take credit for it.
No, I think he wants to claim that people are going to pay it. I think he wants a tariff because he likes a tariff.
On that, are you talking in general? Or are you talking about the tariff?
I'm talking about the tariff.
The tariff, he might, but I still think generally for all these other things that are coming across his desk, he wants a deal.
Healthcare. I want everybody to get healthcare. I want everybody
healthcare
to get
for
it.
Everyone.
And I want all this stuff from Obamacare, except I want to call it Trump Care, and I want it to be cheaper.
And he thinks that just by going across state lines, he's going to be able to do that. That is a misunderstanding of what's going to happen.
It's complicated, but what we've got's not working, and it needs to be reformed, but it's very complicated.
Mm-hmm. What about H.W. Bush admitted to the hospital? He had already sent out a letter to Trump saying that he couldn't be there, doctor's orders, that he couldn't sit out in the cold in January. So, I mean, then his wife as well, Barbara, admitted. 92, it's tough to hear that. Even though his son is going to be there at the inauguration, he will not be.
And he signed up to be a Navy pilot when he was 17 and is an American hero and has been a patriot. And I saw him stand up. He looked really, really weak. And it's sad to see because that guy is, he's a true great American.
And he's super tall too. You know, he's like,
he's a first baseman at Yale, right?
I mean, he's a guy that's, you know, for his age, he's in his 90s now, is a little unsteady. So
he looked very unsteady when he stood up. He's always got a smile on his face. I mean, this guy's jumping out of airplanes.
I know. I love him.
A couple years ago, I think I saw that.
The other piece about that, now Barbara Bush's wife has been admitted to the hospital, too.
Right. She's got coughing and some issues with fatigue.
Yeah, so we'll just have to see what happens there. But that's
great people.
Yeah. And that's what Barack Obama said today, too, in his press conference. He started off with that about how helpful they were to him in dealing with transitional kinds of things.
The inauguration in 93, when I was out there, one of the coolest moments ever, I was standing back by the Washington Monument, and I saw George Bush leave in the helicopter. And I was standing there just to me and another guy who was a serviceman, he was a Marine. Mm-hmm. And it was just the two of us. We're like, wow, here he go. It was just the weirdest.
That's it. Is it?
He's gone. Yeah. And we just stood there, and there's only just a couple of us. And it's such a, you know, no one got hurt. Transition of power, peaceful. We got a new guy. But it was just a weird, he's gone. Because I thought a lot of him, still do.
All right. Pat, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Pat. You stopping by, Pat. It's really great. Have fun at your balls.